light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Beauty of Dusk is a searching memoir and work of reportage by Frank Bruni, written after a stroke of the eye compromised his vision with alarming suddenness. A longtime New York Times columnist and a professor at Duke, Bruni wakes to a blur that medicine cannot fully reverse, and learns that the other eye may be vulnerable. He chronicles the shock, the ambiguity of prognoses, and the painstaking recalibration that follows. With humility and curiosity, he widens the lens beyond his own story, meeting people who live with blindness, deafness, paralysis, and chronic illness. The title invokes dusk as a time when softened light reveals new textures and tones. Part personal narrative, part science and social insight, the book explores aging, vulnerability, resilience, and the many ways of seeing. It offers practical adjustments and a rebalanced sense of purpose, proposing that diminished sight can enlarge insight. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sudden partial blindness and the odyssey to a diagnosis. Bruni opens with the morning when vision in one eye turned into a murky smear, as if a gauze curtain had been drawn across the world. The diagnosis, a form of optic nerve damage often called a stroke of the eye, arrives with clinical sobriety and little reassurance. There is no cure, timelines are uncertain, and the remaining eye carries an elevated risk. He narrates an exhausting circuit of ophthalmologists, neurologists, scans, and second opinions that underline a stark truth about medicine at its limits. The book makes vivid the psychological whiplash of living between what was and what may be, where certainty is scarce and fear can easily expand. Yet he resists melodrama. Instead, he studies the strange plateau of chronic conditions, where symptoms stabilize, possibilities narrow, and acceptance begins to share space with vigilance. This opening movement sets the tone for the book as a clear-eyed exploration of ambiguity, illustrating how a medical verdict becomes a lifelong context rather than a single event. Secondly, recalibrating daily life and identity. After diagnosis comes the work of redesigning ordinary days. Bruni recounts how he relearns to read with large fonts and strong contrast, adjusts lighting and routines, and builds new habits that conserve attention and energy. He describes mapping his home for safer movement, arranging desks and screens for best angles, and enlisting checklists to offset visual gaps. The practical dovetails with the existential. A columnist trained to notice details must now prioritize essentials, embrace patience, and accept a narrower visual field while widening his field of care. He practices gratitude for what remains, cultivates awe at twilight skies, and treats setbacks as feedback rather than verdicts. Identity evolves from unbroken achiever to adaptive practitioner. He discovers that competence is not the absence of limits, but the art of working with them. By narrating small, repeatable adjustments, the book shows how constraints can become catalysts, turning self-pity into agency and transforming inconvenience into craft. Thirdly, seeing with others' eyes and the power of interdependence, Bruni moves beyond his own case to meet people who have fashioned rich lives around various losses. He talks with individuals who navigate blindness, hearing loss, mobility challenges, and neurodiversity, and he listens for common threads. Across professions and backgrounds, he finds routines, allies, and workarounds that transform isolation into community. These encounters correct the cultural myth of the stoic hero who triumphs alone. What truly sustains is interdependence, a web of colleagues who read a small print label, friends who offer an arm on a dark street, designers who consider legibility and contrast, and employers who value output over optics. The portraits reveal humor, ingenuity, and a fierce insistence on dignity. They also expose barriers that are needless, from performative busyness to poorly designed public spaces. By honoring both resilience and structural support, the book reframes disability not as a personal defect, but as a mismatch between bodies and environments, a mismatch that society can and should help to mend. Fourthly, tools, accommodations, and the promise of better design. The beauty of dusk is grounded in practice as much as reflection. Bruni highlights technologies and accommodations that open the world. Screen magnifiers and text-to-speech, adjustable brightness and high contrast modes, reading stands that reduce strain, navigation apps that announce turns and landmarks, and captioning that liberates attention. He explains the value of predictable layouts, generous type, and smart lighting, and how these do not only serve the visually impaired, but benefit everyone. The book argues for universal design as a philosophy that treats accessibility as fundamental, not ornamental. Bruni shows how to advocate for oneself without apology, from asking for accessible documents to arranging classrooms and meeting rooms so that faces and slides are visible. He treats tools as partners rather than crutches, and he celebrates the relief that comes when environments flex to meet human variety. The lesson is practical and hopeful. Good design is a form of kindness made concrete. Lastly, rethinking ambition, aging, and a kinder public life, vision loss prompts a broader reckoning with time, status, and the stories we tell about worth. Bruni examines how aging complicates the chase for flawless performance and how vulnerability can soften sharp edges in both personal and public discourse. Ambition does not disappear. It becomes more discerning, trading speed for depth and applause for connection. He reflects on his work as a journalist and teacher, noting how partial blindness can deepen listening, widen empathy, and cool, brittle certainties. The book suggests that our culture worships youth and mastery at the cost of tenderness, and it argues for a civic temperament that honors limits, nuance, and grace. In this reframing, dusk is not a dimming but a different clarity, one that reveals contours washed out by noon light. The result is an ethic of steadiness over spectacle, service over swagger, and the ongoing choice to be useful and kind. In conclusion, The Beauty of Dusk will resonate with readers facing medical uncertainty, midlife upheaval, or any change that redraws the map of a familiar life. It is equally valuable for caregivers, educators, managers, and designers who shape environments that either exclude or empower. Bruni blends memoir and reporting with an accessible voice, offering both solace and strategy. You gain practical guidance on tools and accommodations, a richer understanding of interdependence, and a humane philosophy for navigating limits without surrendering purpose. Choose this book over others because it balances candor with calm, avoids easy inspiration, and delivers durable lessons tested in daily practice. Bruni is a trustworthy guide precisely because he admits fear while modeling adaptation, and because he amplifies many voices rather than only his own. The benefit for your life is clear: deeper resilience, wider empathy, and a blueprint for turning loss into a more generous way of seeing and living. If you would like to support Frank Bruni, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree, better life.